Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, brothers and sisters, marks the beginning of Lent. Welcome to Ash Wednesday. Today we begin this journey of Lent. And today our first reading so clearly exemplifies for us what our demeanor should be when we approach the Lord this Lent. So today we have a reading from the prophet Joel, chapters 2, verses 12 through 18. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger and rich in kindness, relenting in punishment. Perhaps he will again relent and leave behind him a blessing, offerings and libations for the Lord your God. Blow a trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach with the nations ruling over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord was stirred to concern for his land and took pity on his people. I think for us so often, this language seems a little bit melodramatic. I think in our modern culture, in our modern world, the idea of fasting and weeping and mourning for anything, maybe other than the loss of a loved one, seems a little bit preposterous. But I want to share some information with you that's also preposterous. In 2014, there was a study done that showed that children who attend religious education in the church dropped by 24%. Catholic school attendance has dropped by 19%. Infant baptism has dropped 28%. Adult baptism has dropped by 31%. And sacramental Catholic marriages have dropped by 41%. This is all since the year 2000. Along with those statistics, we know that 5 out of 6 young people will leave their faith 10 years after their confirmation. Now, I know these are some sobering and maybe intimidating statistics, but this is the call of the reading that the Lord has given us today. The call that we have before us today is, are we going to turn back to the Lord and weep and mourn and fast and beg this Lent that, Lord, you would heal your body. Lord, you would heal your church. Because, brothers and sisters, we're the ones to call for that. We're the ones who get to raise up our voices with cries and laments, with weeping and mourning, so that the church would be alive, would be new, would be whole again. Brothers and sisters, we have the joyful opportunity this Lent to stand in the breach, to be ones who say that the church is done losing to the world because Christ has already won the victory. And so as we enter into Lent this year, I encourage all of us with a joyful spirit to turn to the Lord with weeping, with mourning, with fasting. Let's make this Lent count so that when we look back 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, we can see that what we did when we cried out to the Lord, when we came in repentance, when we came to him asking that he would heal his people, that we would know that the Lord hears us, he sees us, he knows us, and he has a plan for us. So brothers and sisters, I wish a blessed Lent upon you. I pray that this year would be a year of transformation for not only the church, but for your heart, that you would return to the Lord with your whole heart. This has been a scripture reflection on the prophet Joel. Again, my name is A.J. D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.